Thousands of journalists are in New York looking for interesting angles on the Democratic Convention. One of those reporters is John Powers, who occasionally reviews films for Fresh Air and is a cultural reporter for the LA Weekly. He's observed that political conventions are as carefully staged as movies, and not everyone gets to be a star.
There's a real gap between the superdelegates, who are essentially the party bigwigs and the party leaders and the people who actually, I think, more or less make their living through being professional Democrats, and then the other delegates. The ordinary delegates, the ones who are actually elected by the public, tend to be happy just to be here. And when you talk to them, they're really talking about how exciting it is to be on the floor. For the superdelegates, however, this is their pros, and this is the real business. And they're the ones who go to the top-line parties. They're the ones who go to the closed meetings. And they more or less have the kind of power shine on their face that we're all familiar with. And they associate with one another, and the men often have sort of trophy women on their arms, whereas the ordinary delegates don't have any of that.
Have you been going to any of the parties?
I have. I went to a California delegate party held at Macy's on Sunday night, you know, which was sort of a place where basically people sat around and ate very bad food and talked, and you know, sort of lots of glad handing, and people made the occasional appearances, and the parties like that, that are wide open, aren't especially interesting. But the real players tend to hop from party to party, and they often have, sort of limos and things to take them from place to place. The hot parties tend to be closed, and I, of course, am not invited to those.
Is this at all like the Cannes Film Festival?
It is kind of like the Cannes Film Festival. It's the same kind of thing, I think, probably in every line of work, where you have insiders and outsiders. And I think the illusion is that you want the outsiders to feel that they're actually on the inside for a while. A Clinton person was saying to me yesterday that basically the job of most of the delegates of this convention was to do what they were told, to sort of cheer and clap and go for it for all the big things promoting Clinton. And then he added sort of wryly that about Thursday they'll realize they had nothing to do here.
What was it like inside last night when the keynote addresses were being made? Were people paying attention?
Bill Bradley actually managed to lose his audience within one sentence. They showed a little thing of him talking about basketball at the beginning, and you know, people were really revved up for that. They liked the idea of Bill Bradley back at the Garden and talking about basketball. He came out looking very tall and basketball player-like, delivered his first line. It was such death that the audience immediately began talking. He scarcely got applause. He had a terrible line about George Bush wavering and wiggling and waffling. It was actually waffling, wiggling, and wavering. And they tried to get the crowd to go along with, and they just weren't.
John, as somebody who writes about screenplays all the time,
yes,
what didn't you like about those three W words in a row? What didn't work, you know, from a literary level for you?
Yeah, well, okay, actually, I was actually ranting about this, so I'm glad you asked this question, which was, I considered it sort of like, he's never heard the songs Baubles, Bangles, and Beads. and the point is, one of the three words has to have a different number of syllables, ideally one. So when you actually do waffling, wiggling, and wavering, it's just hard to pronounce. And wavering doesn't give you the punch at the end that you need. It was just a bad piece of writing.
Well, John, I want to thank you a lot for talking with us. Enjoy the proceedings tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Anything you're looking forward to tonight?
Yeah, actually, I'm looking forward to hearing Jesse Jackson speak because he actually is a really good speaker. And because he really has to do something. You know, he now runs the risk that the Democrats could win with him not liking them or him not supporting the ticket much. And so he's in this awkward position that if the Democrats can win without him, he's completely lost his base, which means that he has to somehow get in the message that he wants to about the ticket not being diverse enough and at the same time seem as if he supports it enough that he won't be cut out of the action. And that's going to be a really delicate kind of thing. That and the Cuomo speech tomorrow night, where Cuomo basically has to prove he's God and at the same time nominate somebody, you know, to be president other than God. I think those are the two most interesting speeches in the convention.
Well, John, thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you.
John Powers writes about culture and politics for the LA Weekly.